Well, how you do? Come see, come stop. What you got?
You want to sit down?
That's fine.
Well, I'm not going to.
You sure?
Holler? Yeah. Oh, wait, Lord have mercy. What you doing walking on crooked?
I'll be trying.
I'm from New Orleans, uptown. They call it Central City. They call me Mama Jennifer, or my name Jennifer Turner. 1983, she started. She was substitute teaching, and she started getting, this is when the schools were black, you know. That's one thing about Southern, you know, I'm always going back when they allow black people to be taught in the system. We couldn't teach what we, you know, our history. We had to teach what white folks said, you know. So Vera saw, you know, she had black books at home, so she saw a need, you know, so she brought the book. Then the teachers started getting interested in them. And so when they started getting interested, she, you know, she was talking to Kweku. Very smart. He worked for places like Black Classic Press. You know, he worked with Haki and this person, Gwendolyn Brooks. I mean, you know, all over. So he said, well, you don't need that many titles, you know, just start building up. So she did. How is it that, I guess, how is it like in the Peculiar Institution by Kenneth Stamp? How is it that the South kept all those enslaved Africans? How did they keep them contained without having as many riots or slave uprising? How did they keep them contained? Like, how did they do that? You know, what were their methods besides lynching and selling and not keeping them too close? It was almost like the NFL or the NBA. Yeah, right? Yeah, hurry up and sell them off. They might say something. The uprise, you know. So he's the keeper of the history. Thank God for it, you know.
My name is Malik Bartholomew. I'm from New Orleans, like all my people. I'm the owner of No Nola Tours. I also work at Dill University. In New Orleans, we have this history of community where you literally, before Katrina, you had whole blocks that were family. Not, they were neighbors, but they were family. So, like, you had a grandmother, you had a mother, you had an aunt, you had a sister, you had a sibling, everybody living on the same block. So that concentration of community, of place, of space. So the community book center is very important because, like, this is our space. So this place is special because it's more than a book center. It's a community center. It's a place where you get information. They have had theaters. They have had plays here. They have had... people get fed here. When it get a little colder, Mama Jen will be cooking her famous meatless red beans and rice. When you think about community, meaning Mama Jen feed people, and you don't know that person, that may be their only meal of the day. So people come here for more than just books. They come here for information. They come here for a hug. They come here to know that they're going to get an affirming word. They come here to get that realness. Because Mama Jen will cuss you out if you acting up.
And that's just,
the concept that we are the community, because they do so much for so many people. They be keeping this place open. Like, y'all need to go home. they don't need to be having that program here that late. But that's what Community Book Center is supposed to do. We need another book fest. I'm going to talk to B. Mike. We need another book fest, because also understand the importance of reading. Not Instagram reading. Not Facebook reading. Not no little facts, because, you know, all three of us here, we read. So we can tell you about a Mildred Taylor. See, I come into Mama Jen, I can talk to her about
Roll of Thunder, hear my cry. And then they'd say, you know what that meant. The next time I cry, the next time you hear me, we getting the hell out of here. So all those that were ready, you know, got the hell out. So if we don't start educating our youth, they're going to keep on killing us. Quietly, through the school system, for the prisons, or coming into the home and killing us. I met her on Poland. Well, really, I met her at the zoo. I met her at the zoo. They had the first Black Heritage Festival. And Pumpkin, you know, my sister, she's teaching, so she said, call me Sunday. I got some tickets. I said, tickets to what? She said, to the zoo. I said, I ain't got no money. She said, you don't need no money. Come on. But, you know, then they say, Ma, come see. They got a lady over here that sell books like we have at home. I said, what? So I said, okay. So I went over, walking. And that's when I saw Kaia and Donald Lewis and people like that. And they were dressed in Harry Tubman or Frederick Douglass. And you had to, you know, they would go up to the kids, and the kids would have to say who they were. So they said, your kids knew everybody. I said, well, yeah.
So Mama Jane and Mama Vera are very keen on passing on to the next generation, something I have started to do already. I have the responsibility to make sure I create places and spaces where other Black people can not only nurture themselves in their right mind or get their mind right.
To piggyback on Malik, community is where the nurturers go to get nurtured. Because we've been able to come here and get fed in intellectually, emotionally, spiritually. And as we have our travels and we go places, we take all of that we got in this space and we bring it out into the world. So this has become, for a lot of Black New Orleans, the space where you come to get recharged. Because, you know, we got to go back in the world and we got to deal with all those things that the world entails, you know, all the isms. But community is that space for Black folks in New Orleans where you can come and recharge your battery. You know, when you walk in, you're going to see somebody that cares about you and is going to love you, even if they got to love you hard.
And that's about community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I get that, and I get that inspiration from Mama Jen and Mama Vera that, you know, that this is, when people come into this bookstore, this is not just a bookstore. You never know what people are in need of. And there's a lot of people that's in need that ain't going to say they're in need. But if you just listen to your inner voice and the spirit, you can always know where to fit and mix and feed the need.
Christopher Williams, I'm a teaching artist, educator. I'm from New Orleans by way of Shrewsbury. I just walked into the bookstore one day. It was on Broad Street. Okay. I don't know what I came to get, but I was looking around, looking for a book. And y'all must have been coming from something because y'all was bringing a bunch of stuff in. And it was either you or Mama Vera said, baby, come help us bring this stuff inside. I said, well, okay, all right. Little did I know, it was a truck full of stuff. I had not expected, but I said, whatever. So we bringing stuff in. And you know, after we brought all the stuff in, she was like, oh, thank y'all. She bought us rallies, because rallies was right up the street, right? You know, bought us rallies. So we sitting there eating the rallies. After I finished eating, I thought I threw everything away, but I left one of the little wrappers on the floor. My Muna walked in and said, well, who is that? Who left that on the floor? And I looked, I said, oh, that's mine. She said, well, you gonna pick it up? I would say, yes, ma'am. I had never met my Mona in my life. But she done, you know, checked me and got me together. Mama Vera done gave me some work and bought me some food. I don't really know them. I just know them from coming in the bookstore. But it was that in that time and that little action, that one little day, I was like, oh, this is family. This is what family do. Like you show up in there and it's like, this is what family does. Family takes care of each other and family holds you accountable. So even after you done held up and you done sweated and brought up all this, you still gotta pick up your trash off the floor. Like you still are accountable to the people that are in your community. That's what Community Bookstore taught me. If I don't remember nothing else, I remember that day, and that's why. I was already enamored with the bookstore, but that is the day I fell in love with the bookstore.
You know, Malcolm said, you know who Malcolm is, Malcolm X. You know, you know Malcolm. He said, you black entertainers are not your leaders in black community. So white people give us our leaders. Okay, this gonna be your leader, you know. So they can stand on a platform, but they can't lead us, you know. What happened in that time frame when we were all Harriet Tubmans? Because we still have Harriet Tubmans out here. We still fighting. But you know, Harriet, she was what, 4 feet?
Yeah.
4 feet tall.
Not too much taller than that.
She had scars on her head, you know, where the white man and bust up in the head with a rock or threw something at her. She had worked her like a mule, you know. She had no teeth where he had and knocked all her teeth out of her mouth. And I know she had to pop a couple of them before, you know. I know everybody didn't say no. Yeah, I'm willing to go, because she said go free or die. So somebody had to say, look, Harriet ain't playing with your ass. You either going to go free or you going to die. And I think we have to come back to that. Wow. What is it that wanted to know? Community Book Center, me. I want them to know that we'll stay alive as long as they come in and keep us alive. No man is dead until he is forgotten. So from all of the people that I've encountered, I might not remember your name, but I remember your face. And with that, you know, I want them to remember what this place is about and who they are, you know. Make sure you keep who they are, and just keep coming back and coming back till you can't come back anymore.